If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome back to Infertile AF, the podcast. This is episode 310, called Jennifer Hinchy.
This episode is supported by Embryo Solution. If you're navigating infertility, and I'm so sorry if you are, have you ever thought about embryo donation as a family building solution? Embryo donation is when one family that has gone through IVF donates their embryos to support the family building efforts of another family. And Embryo Solution is an agency with an important mission to fill the gap between infertility and excess embryos by connecting all parties involved. Embryo donation costs approximately 30% less than traditional IVF. Embryo Solution is an inclusive agency working with single parents, couples in committed relationships, LGBTQ+ families, and more. With Embryo Solution, you are able to choose between an anonymous and an open relationship with the donor family. Plus, Embryo Solution ships the embryos to the clinic of your choice. So whether you're looking to build your family, or you've gone through IVF and you have embryos in storage that you're not sure what to do with, Embryo Solution can help. To find out more, go to embryosolution.com. Again, that's embryosolution.com. Thanks, Embryo Solution. Okay, guys, we are back with another Infertile AF minisode today. I'm talking to Jennifer Hinchy, and she is a scientist, and she's going to tell us about, after being diagnosed with unexplained infertility for 16 months, she created a medical device. She's a scientist, like I said, her husband's an engineer, to get herself pregnant. And it worked, and it's called Fertile, and she's going to tell us all about it. So it's a wild story. I can't thank her enough. And without further ado, this is Jennifer's infertility story. Dr. Jen, how are you today? Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah. So you're the founder of Fertile Fertility Science. What is that? And how did you get into this field?
That is a great question. Because if you would have asked me 7 years ago yesterday, actually, which is when I got my first positive pregnancy test from Fertile, what I would be doing today, it wouldn't be starting a medical device company. So yeah, I'm a scientist. My PhD is in biology and computer science. I went through 16 months of infertility. Yep. Was diagnosed with unexplained infertility. And at that time, I was handed a $10,000 loan application to undergo 3 months of IUI. And during that appointment, it kind of hit me that you don't know what's wrong. So why are you giving me this solution that's not covered by insurance when you don't know the problem? That's when I dug into the scientific research. I found out about intracervical insemination, which when it was done in a sterile manner in the clinic had the same live birth rate as IUI. And I thought, why didn't anyone ever offer me this? And so I ordered lab supplies. I made my own intracervical insemination kit. I'm a scientist. My husband's an engineer.
Amazing.
And the second month, it was actually January 11th of 2018, is when Fertile worked for us. So my daughter is now 6, and she is from our own kit that we came up with ourselves to try and help.
That's absolutely incredible. There's so many incredible people just in this world, in this community, in this industry, who have created things because they had a fertility, you know, infertility story of their own. And then they saw like a hole, you know, a need for something that didn't exist, something they wished that they had or something they used like you did.
It was exactly that. I'm fortunate I could look into the scientific research and Fast forward, we have 3 patents for being the only at-home sterile insemination kit. We got FDA cleared last year. We just got Time Magazine's Best Inventions, all of this crazy things.
Congrats. That's huge.
Thank you. It is. The funny part is I really just did this because I wanted to help myself selfishly. This was to get myself pregnant.
Right.
And it worked. I thought, I'm married to an engineer. I have the background that was able to like figure out, will this work for me? Of course, yeah. It's not going to work for everyone, but is it an option? And then I think my kids were 3 and 2. I have a son that was born 380 days later when I was like,
also, you know, fertile?
No, I never had my period. I joke that it worked so well. It worked twice.
Oh my God.
The opposite of infertility. Like all of us that have gone through it are, you know, how we roll our eyes when someone's like, oh, I accidentally got pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah, I've now done both of those. So wow. I'm like the person I hated when I was going through infertility.
Right. I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay. So let's unpack this a little bit. Tell me about when you realize, you know, there's nothing on the market. You know, I'm going to get myself pregnant. I'm going to build something. We're going to like create this. What does that process look like? Can you tell me like the specifics? Like, how did you know what to do? And what did you create that's different than, you know, and more effective than what's out there?
It was terrifying, first off, because I didn't share my story about being infertile because I am giving speeches about science across the world as a biologist who's supposed to be this expert, but yet my own biology didn't work. So it would have impacted my career at the time had I like shared more of my infertility. And so really it was the doctor, it was that one, you know, my first appointment where you walk into the fertility clinic, they hand you cucumber water. It smells like lavender. You're like, I'm here to get my baby. I don't care. Get me naked. Take all the tests. Do whatever you need to do. And it was them telling me that they had no idea what was wrong. And at the time, I was in cancer research, and my job was to find out personalized therapies for each patient. Meanwhile, in women's health, they were just like, we don't know. But you know what?
Here's your phone. Right.
And so I started being like, why IUI? Like, why is this what they recommend first? And essentially, it's to get sperm closer to the egg. And so intracervical insemination, this 2015 paper said, if you do it in the clinic with the same sterility, it has the same success rate. And I thought, well, I know how to do this sterily. I taught microbiology for 12 years. Like, we can do this. My husband, I somehow convinced him into it. I guess that's why he married me. But yeah. And we've now come to find that like the leading cause of unexplained infertility is all of these changes that happen in your vaginal microbiome from different partners and different devices. So essentially it can cause a change in something as simple as the pH to kill sperm before it ever reaches the cervix. And only 1% will ever reach the cervix. So fertile is a sterile syringe and jar that places 95% of sperm at the cervix. So in numbers alone, you are not exposing the sperm to this bacterial environment, but you're also getting more of the sperm closer to where it needs to be.
Okay. So intracervical insemination is what you have created,
right,
or what you do. And intrauterine insemination is IUI. So
it's
can
IUI.
You just explain to like non-scientists like myself, what is the essential difference between those two?
1 inch lower, non-invasive, okay, can be done at home. So
okay,
IUI, what happens, they go into the clinic, they will take the sperm and wash it and like essentially concentrate it. They'll go through your cervix and they'll place the sperm into your uterus.
Okay.
ICI instead happens right at the opening of the cervix. So it's 1 inch lower.
Uh-huh.
The sperm doesn't need to be washed. So you can do it at home.
Okay.
And I like to say it's as close to at-home IUI as you can try.
Okay.
And you get 3 syringes in each kit, 3 syringes and 3 jars. So you can try it 3 times versus 1 time with IUI.
Wow. That is so cool, Jen. So what was your reaction when it worked with your daughter? Were you like, holy shit?
Yeah. Holy shit. And I called my husband and I was like, you're never. And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, it worked. And then I, you know, and having not talked about it, then I was pregnant and we would go to like a dinner with friends and I'd be like, do you guys want to hear how we conceived? And my husband was like, can you not? And I was like, sorry, it's a really good story. You know, but that's how I started sharing. I was like, yeah. So my husband created a sample and like he learned what a cervix was and we inseminated at home. And it, you know, I'm so fortunate I get to tuck my kids in every night, and that this has worked for over 100 other people now. Our fertile family.
Really?
Yeah. The second fertile family, they live in Cedar Rapids. Hi, Tessa. Okay. They were strangers on the internet. We with them now.
So wait, like, you're in Ohio?
I'm outside of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
I'm in rural Illinois, Dixon, Illinois, but okay. Yeah.
I went to school in Champaign.
Oh, you did to U of I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I got my PhD at NIU. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, the second fertile family, their daughter is now two, and we vacation with them and get to see like my daughter Lois and their daughter Harper play together.
Amazing.
And I didn't know. It's just the coolest feeling. Every time we're together, I think I just ugly cry the whole time. So all the pictures of both our families with me being like, I love us.
They're like, are you okay? You look a little unhinged.
And I'm like, no, I'm not okay. You guys hold hands more. Like,
oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I love what you're doing. So tell everybody if they want more info, you know, where they can get it. I will obviously put stuff in the show notes and on my social as well when we're promoting this episode so people can find you and, you know, get the kit themselves. But tell us in your own words if people want to connect with you.
If they want to connect with me, we are on socials at fertile_science. And then if you go to fertile.com, so it's PHERDAL. So I named the company pronounced fertile, but spelled with a PhD out of spite. Because that's
I love that.
I was like, I used my PhD to prove them wrong when they told me I was
infertile. Hell yes.
So, PHERDAL. And yeah, feel free to reach out. You know, I personally answer so many of the questions and want to help people, and they can get the kit there. They can contact me. You know, I will answer any questions for them. We measure our success in lives created, not kits sold. And this is a personal, like, the ability to help people that are going through this just like me is why we're doing this. And we can't wait to help
people. I have to say, I so connect with you on that. Fertility Rally, the community that I co-founded, as you know, we send out onesies to all of our Fertility Rally babies that say, my mama rallied for me. And again, that's the measure of success right there. It's not how many members we've had or, you know, nothing about finances. It's about, you know, the changing the lives and these babies and all that. So
yeah, absolutely.
I feel you.
And that is the most rewarding thing, as you know, to be able to support someone that was once in your shoes and help them along this journey, because it can be so isolating. And I was so alone that I always tell people, reach out. Even if fertile isn't for you, I will gladly support you and cheer you on and lead you in directions of people I do know that will be able to help you.
Okay, thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Jennifer. And as she said, reach out to her if you guys need anything. Always reach out to me if you need anything. I'm on Instagram at InfertileAFStories. You can also reach out to Fertility Rally. Check us out if you're looking to join a group where people really get it. And also check out my book about IVF and secondary infertility. It's called Work of Art, and you can find it on my website at InfertileAFGroup.com. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys soon.